He started here. He is here. No one knows New York better. Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Mantey in for Geraldo Rivera today. It's exactly 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to get involved is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. So much to talk about today, and we'll get to it all, but sometimes a story just jumps out of the paper at you and grabs you because it reeks of such idiocy it cannot be ignored. That's how I felt when I saw the New York Post on the train and read the story about narcotics cops being told they have to stop arresting suspects over 40 years old. So if you're over 40 in New York City and looking for a lucrative career, you may want to consider drug dealing. You can make a lot of cash, and there really isn't a downside anymore. No more dealing with those pesky cops or the silly laws about dealing drugs. You've now got to get out of your arrest free card, thanks to the NYPD. Seriously, this is a serious story. The cops are encouraging drug dealing for the 40-something set and older. So if I'm a young drug dealer, I'm getting grandma to front for me. No way she's getting arrested. It is pure lunacy. 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. So here is the, I hate to use the word rationale, but here is the reasoning. Reasoning's not a good word either. Here is the bunk behind this. We've had a spate of shootings. There's been a bunch of shootings around the boroughs recently. And the murder rate is creeping up. The only crime the media cares about and reports on are what? Shootings and murders. They don't care about anything else. They don't care about smash and grabs. They don't care about property crimes. All the media cares about, shootings and murders. So the theory is that most of the shootings and murders involve young drug dealing punks looking to make a name for themselves. So the NYPD, and specifically Commissioner Bratton, is sending a message that he doesn't care what you do, just don't use a gun or kill anybody. So that's what we've come to in the modern era of hands-off policing. This new policy, by the way, is detailed in an internal memo that the New York Post got exclusively that says you need to notify command if you plan on arresting someone over 40 for drugs, and then explain your reasoning in a weekly report. Explain your reasoning. Apparently, the selling drugs part isn't good enough. Like I said, this is crazy town. 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. And you know what this is all about. This is all part of the kinder, gentler, community-oriented police policy, also known as being soft on crime. Cozy up to the criminals. Don't harass them. If they're doing something minor, like selling drugs that could get into the hands of children, as long as they're not shooting anybody, let them go. This is 180 degrees from Mayor Giuliani when he came into town and said, we're cracking down on every crime because small crimes lead to big crimes. And small crimes sometimes help you get the big criminals before they kill somebody. But now it's exactly the opposite. Let everything go except the real violent crimes. 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. So you give them a little breathing room. Allow them to sell their drugs. They need to make a living, don't they? Now, the dumbest part of the theory behind the new policy edict not to arrest drug dealers over 40 is the assumption that drug dealers over 40 aren't violent and don't have guns. They have drugs. They don't have guns. Of course they have guns. Of course they're willing to use them to protect their turf. Isn't the gun pretty much a necessary fashion accessory for the well-doffed drug dealer? Look, as always, when it comes to these stories about cops and the insanity that seems to rain down from the brass overhead, I would love to hear from cops, active and retired, to explain this to me. Maybe I'm the naive one. Maybe this does work. Tell me how you feel about being told you can't arrest criminals before you card them. Apparently, you need to see the AARP card. And if they're of a certain age, you don't book them. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Man, so police can't stop and frisk. They have to put up with the mouthiest instigators carrying smartphone cameras trying to get them to do something wrong so they can be posted on YouTube and lose their jobs. And now those cops are being told they can't arrest people over a certain age because they may not be violent, even though they're drug dealers. What kind of message does this send through the neighborhoods? What about nonviolent crimes? They're not important anymore? Can I knock off a liquor store on the way home as long as I don't use a gun? How about grabbing the purse from an old lady? I guess as long as I'm 40, I'm okay. Older criminals rejoice. The city is yours. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Stan from Forest Hills, you're on 77 WABC.
Larry, first of all, it's great to have you back. We still miss you on Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Stan. I really appreciate that.
Okay. What you say, if it's true, if what you said about that memo is true, and the city council is going to pass legislation to lessen crimes, minor crimes like urinating in the subway and panhandling, then we're going back to the 1970s. If the police and with the memo agree with that, we're in trouble. It seems like it.
Yeah, no, it has to be true, Stan. It was in the New York Post. No, but they okay. Listen, Stan. They show the memo. I mean, they show the memo. So they've done some good reporting on this. So it right. is true. It is true. And look, part of me feels sorry for Bratton and for the police. I get that their hands are tied, and I get that he plays a PR game, and I get that he's a careerist, and he wants to suck up to the mayor a little bit. But to stop arresting people who are committing crimes just because those crimes happen to be nonviolent is completely, as you pointed out, Stan, the problem. The source of the problems in this city in the 70s, it got ridiculous. You don't have to go back that far to remember. I mean, the 80s, too. I remember all the prostitutes lined up right in front of the Lincoln Tunnel. I remember all the squeegee guys. I remember all of the problems in this city and how it was unbearable to come here. Because you were constantly being accosted. And there were minor crimes all of the time. Everywhere you looked, you could see someone committing a crime. So now the edict seems to be, as long as those crimes are nonviolent, and if the person, because of police statistics, are over a certain age, the chances are they're not going to commit a violent crime, which is also insanity, that let it go. And Stan was absolutely right. We're going back to what the worst was in New York City. We all remember that time. I don't need to paint a picture. That's what's happening as we try to be kind to criminals. This is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera. The number to call in is 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Your phone call when we come right back.
Live and local, the Tri-State's most important issues with Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC. It is 1022. We're coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studios. The number to call in is 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. And we're talking about this idiotic edict from the brass in the NYPD to drug cops, the narcotics cops, telling them not to bust people over 40. Or making it very difficult. They have to explain. They have to call in and say, hey, I got somebody over 40. Can I arrest them? And then they have to make a weekly report and explain the reasoning. And the insanity behind all this is that they claim that this is going to cut down on violent crime. So not arresting drug dealers over 40 is going to cut down on violent crime, because their statistics show that those under 40, apparently 40 is the cutoff, those under 40 that are drug dealers are more likely to commit violent crimes and shoot each other. And so you just let the over 40s go. You let them deal their drugs. You let them do whatever they're going to do. And you just go after the youngins. And to me, I think to most, that's idiotic. And this is part of the new community-based, let the criminals do what they're going to do, policing in New York City. And this is part of the de Blasio progressive agenda that he went across the country to brag about. And it's a response to shootings going up. You know, it's probably because we don't have stop and frisk anymore. And also because murder rate has gone up, probably because we don't have stop and frisk anymore. But you can't go out and police like you used to. You got to be kind. You got to ask questions. And if somebody's over 40, show respect to your drug dealing elders and don't arrest them. I'm not making this stuff up. The New York Post had this as an exclusive, and they have the police memo saying this goes into effect immediately. I'm dying to hear from narcotics police officers. I'm dying to hear from former cops, because to me, on its face, this is lunacy. But maybe I'm naive. I haven't been out in the streets. I haven't been out there to arrest drug dealers. 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Mike from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, real quick, I'll keep this short and sweet. I'm a retired narcotics law enforcement officer in New Jersey.
Well, thanks for your service, Mike. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. I think this is out of control. I'll use your word, lunacy. Let's keep in mind here, the 19, 20, 20-year-old kid selling drugs on the street is not an organized, it's not established yet. And that you have the guys over 40 now with the NYPD brass saying, these are the guys who are the most dangerous and have the most negative impact on the street with narcotics. These are the guys that have the long-term investigations, the guys that you have to target. They're the ones carrying the drugs. They're the ones who are, you know, committing these violent crimes, these murders against the other drug dealers, you know, trying to take over their neighborhoods. These are the ones that they do have to focus on. And I'm waiting for the BRAC within the narcotics of the NYPD going, wait a second, hold on. You know, we have our monthly meetings or our weekly meetings with all the brass around the NYPD. This is crazy. We can't do this because our city's going to get more and more violent because of this.
So you're saying screw the statistics. You have empirical evidence from being out on the street that the most violent drug dealers are the older guys.
That's correct. If they're not the ones pulling the trigger, they're the ones that are ordering it. They're the ones who are carrying the guns, sending these runners out there on the street, take care of their violent crimes, and act against their competitors. if not pulling themselves. They're the most organized, the most money, the most to lose, and they are the most at risk for the citizens who are just trying to work hard, you know, go to work and go home to their families at night.
And Mike, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. And you bring up a great point, too, because if I'm a 40-something drug dealer, if I'm in my 50s and, you know, now that I know this policy, in the past I've sent the kids out, now I'll go out myself, or I'll get somebody else. I'll get Uncle Joe to go out and deal, because I know I'm going to be able to deal without any repercussions. Uncle Joe's not going to get arrested. The young kids I used before will. Pete from the Bronx, you're in 77 WABC.
Hey, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I worked in New York City Police Department for 21 years. 15 out of those years, I did anti-crime as a cop and a sergeant. 40% of my collars of large drug quantities were people over 40. Coupled with the stop, question, and frisk being canceled, now you're telling them to carry a gun. So the drug dealer is going to carry his gun. They're not afraid that they're going to get stopped by all the rookies on the corner anymore. They're coming out of their building with all their toys. They're hitting the streets, and you know, all the older guys are the guys that are more seasoned in the drug dealing business. They're going to be making the bigger deals. You know, most of the older guys that we stopped, they had large quantities in nondescript cars. People that you'd never think. I've seen old women carrying a shopping bag, a Macy's shopping bag, and in it was, you know, $30,000-$40,000 in cash. People that you would never think are transporting drugs.
Now, that's the way to do it now, because you can't, yeah. Pete, and the people
on
the street now,
like this for years.
They can't stop these people.
For years. And with the way things are going, I don't know if it's de Blasio's call or not. Like I said, I'm out of the city for 3 years now, retired. But I'm glad I'm retired, because I can't do my job. That crime cop who got shot in Queens, direct cause of the stop, question, and frisk being canceled. I can't state it any more plainer than if you see someone that's packing something or adjusting something, that's what you're trained to look for. You jump out on that person. You don't want to talk to them. You want to jump out on them and get that threat.
Which is the best way, Pete. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for your service. That's the best way to get the guns. You know, you say you want to get the guns. Not arresting drug dealers over 40 doesn't make any sense. Stop and frisk seems to make some sense when you have a rise in shooting. This is Larry Menti on 77 WABC. The number to call in, 1-866-ORALDO. More phone calls when we come right back.
New York's biggest issues right now. This is Geraldo, 77 WABC.
And this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo today. Coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. It's 10:37. And the number to call in is 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. We're talking about this idiotic new policy by the NYPD demanding that drug cops not arrest perps over 40. And the idea is there's been a rise in shooting, as you know, up 15% over last year, up 12% over the last month. And the idea is that it's the younger drug dealers that are more likely to carry the guns, which is completely false. It's the young dealers that are more likely to be violent, which is completely false. They're just stupid about their violence, and they easily get caught, as we just heard from a couple of narcotics cops a second ago. So the edict now, because they have put so many restraints on themselves that they really can't figure out a way to do proper policing, because they have no stop and frisk, they don't arrest for certain crimes, there's no more broken windows policy because of this community policing, they want to be friendly with the criminals now. Because of all that, they're at this point now where they're going to let criminals go unless they have a good chance of being violent. Some of the worst criminals out there, drug dealers, they're okay as long as they are over 40. Because somewhere, somehow, the NYPD has come up with that if you're over 40, you're going to be less violent and not commit violent crimes. When you actually, as we heard from the narcotics cops, you're actually just smarter about it. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Lou from Brooklyn, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, Lou. Ann from the Bronx, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Mr. Mentee. I'm happy to speak with you again.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Okay. I wanted to remind you, we spoke very shortly after Bill Bratton got inaugurated, and I told you that one of the things that I was fearing was that the police department, including himself, would get the brunt of the blame. None of these things, none of these decisions, none of these lame, idiotic decisions that put them in danger are coming from them. It's coming from de Blasio, is Diablo. The only person you don't have to either add or subtract the letter to convert it into devil. He gives him the orders, and unfortunately, Bill Bratton, he can nuance things here and there, but just like the military, or just like somebody who's put in a position juxtaposed to you where they cannot voice their unhappiness with you. He's like, there's only but so much he could divulge. You think his blood doesn't boil when he hears these idiotic plans?
Then quit, Ann. Then he's got to just, you know, get out. He can't keep going along with this in good faith. He can't keep saying we're not going to bust people for certain crimes. It started with pot. Now it's drug dealers over 40. And there's no stop and frisk. And minor crimes, we're going to look the other way. He can't, in good conscience, as a police commissioner, continue under these edicts. If you're saying he's just the face of a bad policy, he should remove his face. Shame on Commissioner Bratton and the brass for caring about themselves and their own reputations and legacy over the safety of the city. And that's what it is. Again, the media cares about two things, shootings and murder. That's all they report on. Property crimes, assaults, drugs, who cares? As long as the murder rate is down, the commish and the mayor are doing well. But how do you keep the murder rate down with no stop and frisk, no broken windows policy? You ignore all crimes except violent crimes. And it takes the city back to where it was when it had an awful reputation. And they are committed, for the most part, the violent crimes. The assumption is by young drug dealers. So we'll just go after them. That's what you're left with. This idiocy is what you're left with when you take the teeth out of your police policy. Again, shame on the commissioner and the mayor for caring about themselves and not the city. 1-866-HERALDO. 1-866-437-2536. Tim from Morristown, you're in 77 WABC.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tim.
I live in Morristown, New Jersey, which is out here in civilization. And I look at this, and you can point your finger right away at what the problem is. The mayor, de Blasio, being a communist or a progressive or whatever he defines himself as.
Yeah. I don't think he's a communist. I think he's been awful, and I think you're right. I think the root of this are his policies. And I think that he's especially worried about getting community support so he can make certain that he gets reelected. And I think some of the backing off on crime is because of that. He wants to make sure that relations between police, who he believes are somehow representing him, although he doesn't represent them, reflects badly on him. So I think you're right, Tim. I think that the root of all this is de Blasio. But again, we can't let Commissioner Bratton off the hook. If he goes along with this and he signs a memo saying something so ridiculous that you can't arrest drug dealers over 40, he's to blame too.
Well, one of the major problems is, in order to reach those kinds of degrees of leadership in the system, you have to kiss a lot of butts. You know, and that's what's going on, you know. I mean, as ugly as the mayor's butt no doubt is, Brandon's lips are firmly planted thereupon.
Now you're going too far, Tim. I don't know. He might have a perfectly lovely butt. I have no idea. But you're right. I do agree that there's a lot of butt kissing going on, and that's one of the problems, is Commissioner Bratton has been kissing too much of the mayor's butt and not caring enough about the men and women on the street that have to fight these crimes. They're putting too many handcuffs on their own police officers. Mike, you're in 77 WABC.
Yeah, hey, Larry.
Hey, Mike.
Mike from Massapequa. How are you?
Good.
I think you're blaming the wrong person here, though. I mean, this started 2 years ago when the election came out. De Blasio said what he was going to do. The leader of the city council, Vivaro, she said all along that too many people are being arrested. And it was the Sharptons and the Tony Herberts. They were all pushing for this to happen. And the people voted, you know, by a margin. I think it was something like 70% of the people who voted, although it wasn't a lot of people who voted, 70% of the people voted this clown in. And now, you know, unfortunately, what you're going to get now is crime going up. And the good thing is that at least we know how to stop crime from happening. So for the next 2 or 3 years, it's probably going to go up and people are going to die. And next election, hopefully more people come out and vote and they say, you know what, you know, we know how the police department can stop this from happening, and we're going to take the handcuffs off of them.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you. I'm not saying the mayor isn't to blame. You're right. It goes all the way to the top. And I think this is what he ran on, and I think he's gone overboard, and I think he knows it. That's why he's trying to do anything he can to bring the murder rate down and the shooting rate down, because he knows his policies have failed. And I think it's him and it's people in city council, as you mentioned. I do believe that. And I don't believe Commissioner Bratton, in his heart, in his soul, agrees with what's going on. But you can't remove him from blame, because in the end, it's him who has to sign the memos. In the end, it's him that has to go along with this. When you have somebody with his reputation saying this is okay, he gives his blessing to it and he makes it happen. So the commissioner cannot be removed from this. We can come back to this topic in a moment. We're coming up to a break. But this story about the bear in Yonkers fascinates me, because this is early in the season. And the story about all the coyotes in New Jersey fascinates me. We have coyotes down by us too, and so I just want to know what's going on, and if you've seen it, why all of the sudden, and it seems like all of the sudden in the last couple of years, do we have this increased population of wildlife? And I'm certain that there are people that you may have encountered one of these animals in your own backyard. Red foxes, apparently their population is up. Bears, their population is up. Coyotes, you're hearing about these everywhere. So I want to hear about your life in the wild of New Jersey, of Long Island, of Staten Island, even in Manhattan. Your encounters with these wildlife, and if you have seen an increase too, 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. We'll go on a safari right in our own backyard when we come right back on 77 WABC.
The sound of the city, Geraldo, where New York comes to talk, 77 WABC.
And this is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in is 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. And we've had so many animals in the wild animals in the news recently. Just in Yonkers this morning, a bear had to be tranquilized and taken to a reserve. We had coyotes eating animals in New Jersey. And so I just throw out the question, what's going on? Have you seen this? It seems like I'm seeing more coyotes and hearing about more bear and coyote stories and red foxes than ever before. And wow, did you respond? The phone lines just get flooded. So I think I'm probably going to stay with this after the break. But let's hear from a couple of people really quickly. Jesse from North Jersey, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, yes, Jesse.
How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I live pretty much, I know a lot of people think that there's no mountains in New Jersey. I live on the furthest mountain there is. I live right next to the state park. I'm pretty much in the state park. And
so you're out by the Pennsylvania border?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, New York State. I'm right there.
Okay.
and this is the worst year we've had so far for the coyotes. They're actually coming right into the yard now. They look like packs of wolves almost.
And are they doing anything to stop this?
Yes, they've taken out many of my chickens. They've taken out the neighbor's cat.
No, I don't mean are the coyotes doing anything. Has there been any response from the rangers or some of the animal control?
There have been reported. The only thing they say is to stay away from them. They're not asking us to hunt them or anything like that. I'm seeing developments now where we've never seen them before, and on state land, no less. So it's almost like, I don't know if they have no place to go anymore, but there's a huge population now, and they're getting worse.
Yeah, and Jesse, thanks for the phone call, because you're ground zero. You know, that's where they're coming from, and then they're going to start heading east looking for food, and that's why they're starting to show up in people's backyards. Mike from Woodsboro, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, Mike, Dr. Mike.
Hey, doctor.
All right. I was just going to finish up with this.
Okay.
The DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, they do a good job. Sometimes maybe they do too good a job. All right? And this is why the wildlife is proliferating in areas that normally they wouldn't be. Okay? That's the long and the short of it.
So we're doing a too good of a job, doctor, is what you're saying, of protecting these animals and not a good enough job of keeping their population down. I get it. I'm going to continue with this conversation. Tell me about your encounters with wildlife in the New York area. This is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera. The number to call in, 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536.
He started here. He is here. No one knows New York better. Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC. It's now 11:06. I'm coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in is 1-866-GERALDO. 1-866-437-2536. Before Noam did the news, we were talking about the bear that was shot in Yonkers. A huge story today. It was roaming around, causing some problems in the area. They finally tranquilized it in a tree. This is one of several bear sightings up in Rockland, Westchester County, throughout New Jersey. And the other problem are these coyotes. There's been packs of coyotes. We just talked to a few people that saw packs of coyotes coming down out of the mountains in western New Jersey. But there's coyotes, as New York Magazine has reported, in Manhattan. And there's coyotes, as New York Magazine has reported, and they have sensors. Some guys that have been studying these coyotes have put tracking devices on them. And they've shown up in Van Cortlandt and Pelham Bay and Ferry Point, Railroad Park. They've been seen in Staten Island, and they've been living mostly in the parks. And they think they just came over, like most of us come from New Jersey, and that's going over the bridge. And so my question to you is, have you had encounters? Have you seen this? Because I certainly have seen coyotes in my neighborhood, and I've seen red foxes. And it was interesting. We had a phone call right before the break from Dr. Mike, who called in from New Jersey and said that we're overprotecting these animals. That the reason that they are flourishing, these carnivori are flourishing, is because we have overprotected them. And now they're looking for food. So where are they going to go? Well, the coyotes, as happened in North Jersey just a couple of weeks ago, were just killing off pets. Suddenly cats were disappearing and going into trash cans. We provide enough excess food to attract all these carnivori. So what do we do about it? 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Jennifer from Rockland County, you're in 77 WABC.
Hi, I wasn't sure if you would take me because my story isn't very interesting, but
I'll be the judge of that, Jennifer.
Okay. So last week, I live in Garnerville, New York. That's in Rockland County. Last week, I was coming out of my driveway. I turned the corner and crossing the road right in front of me, and eyeballing me, looking right at me, was this big coyote.
And this was during the day?
Yes.
See, that's odd.
It was at noon, and it went into the backyard of my neighbor. I called the police and reported it. I called the schools. I called the neighbors who I had phone numbers of. I never heard back about it. You know, the police did get back to me, but I got to imagine if it was there, it's probably still there if they didn't get it. I think we have a huge deer population where I live, and I think they're coming to feed on the deer. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but that's my opinion, so...
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know. But what gets me about your story is the boldness. It seems like most of the urban coyotes are nocturnal. And so they feed at night. And they go out and look for trash and when there's not a lot of humans around. Because the only thing that seems to scare them are humans. But I've heard a couple of stories like this about how bold these coyotes are and how they're walking around in the daytime. And that is troubling because... they will attack anything smaller than them. You know, cats, small dogs, children. 1-866-HERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. John from Queens, you're in 77 WABC.
Hello, how are you? First and foremost, there are a lot of other wildlife in New York State, such as swine, feral swine. There's moose, there's mountain lion.
Oh, yeah, I work with some swine. Yeah, I get it. No, I got it, yeah.
Yeah, and another thing, too, is what's happening is the deer hunters or the sportsmen that go out small game and big game hunting, they're becoming less and less and less. Usually when you're in the woods, you know, I shot a couple coyotes years back, and now what's happening is they're less and less hunters in the woods, and the hiking community and other people, they're against hunters.
Yeah, no, I think you got a point, John. I think that many communities will have these hunts just to control population, but now they have become under attack for these hunts. So some communities just don't know what to do. And as they try to figure out what to do, we get overrun by coyotes and bears. EJ from Randolph, you're in 77 WABC.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just going to call and respond about the coyotes too. I hunt, I'm a big bow hunter for deer. But I've been out on coyote hunts, and like the other caller mentioned, it's pretty interesting. You put a little bait box out, and you sit real still behind a blind. It's crazy because they come around, they surround you, and they go after this bait box with a little tail that flicks around. It's like a cat toy.
Oh, wow. So it's like a hunting maneuver that they use.
Yeah, and they bark, and it's nuts. Like I said, I'm not a big gun hunter. I bow hunt, but I went out on one. And you hit the lights, and you light them up, and people hate that. But the caller before with the environmental agency and stuff, definitely I think that is huge. Hunting is harder and harder to do, definitely in New Jersey. And these animals are so protected, and it's just so discouraging for people, especially in New Jersey, to hunt, that these animals are just exploding. And, I mean...
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to have to do something. Thanks for the call, EJ. It sounds like they're going to have to do something because it's a problem. I mean, listening to the phone calls, it's a problem. Coyotes walking in the middle of the street in broad daylight, in people's backyards, roaming in packs in West Jersey. Tom from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You're
on the
air.
I live up in West Milford here. I encounter coyotes and bears the whole time. I bow hunt... I've never had a problem with them. They're very, they're scared. You know, if you encounter them, they usually run away.
Yeah, no, I think, Tom, if you're over a certain height, you don't have to be scared. I think people are worried about them in the neighborhoods because of children.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they can certainly contact rabies, too, that's for sure. I've never had a problem with them, very shy. We're encroaching on their land, too. We're building everywhere, and they were here long before we were.
Yeah, I get it, but it doesn't mean we have to allow them to walk into our backyards and be around our kids. Edward from Neptune, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Well, one of the main reasons, I think your previous caller said it, was because we're destroying their habitat. Just last night, believe it or not, I was following this deer because it was like right basically across the street from my house, and you never see him like that before. And that just makes them, they have no place to go. And because you even notice when you even go down on the parkway with the deer, years ago, it was hard for them to, you know, you really couldn't feed them. But now they come right up to your car because they're used to it. It's like the pigeons in New York.
The deer are coming right up to your car now?
Right, yeah, the deer, yeah, because there's so many of them. When you go to the rest stops, like going down, like on the Jersey Parkway, you know, New Jersey Parkway, they come right to the rest stops because of all this construction, you're destroying their habitat.
No, I get the reason, and I get the reason about the hunting, and I guess the question is, what is the balance? I understand. Look, I understand we're infringing on their habitat, but as you heard from a couple of the callers, they're coming out of the state parks. And so it's not just the habitat. It's the fact that they can't find food. And so if there's deer hunting going on, and the deer population in the state parks or near the state parks are low, and the coyotes and bears want to eat, they're going to come out and find food. As we heard from a couple of people talking about that bear in Yonkers, that you have to watch where you're leaving your food because these bears will go through your neighborhood. And once they find out, hey, there's good eating in these trash cans, they're going to stick around for a while. You know, I want to get back to the Mayor de Blasio. I want to get back to human beings for a second when we come back on 77 WABC. You know, we talked about this new police edict at the top of the show, but I think that the mayor has a bigger problem. And I think we saw that yesterday. He's got a real horrible PR problem in this city that he doesn't seem to care about. And when he doesn't care about that, he doesn't care about you. I'll tell you about his latest missteps when we come right back. This is Larry Menti, in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC.
From New York, for New York, live, local, on it. Geraldo, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
And this is Larry Menti, in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC, coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in anytime you are so inspired, 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. All right, now let's talk about the missing in action mayor for a little bit. And there's been a lot of action in New York while he was missing, while the mayor was on his progressive agenda tour across America. We had that Amtrak derailment you may have heard about in Philly with New Yorkers coming home from D.C. That might have been a good time for the mayor to leave his cocktail party. And, of course, we had a nut swinging a hammer at cops. The mayor might have wanted to say something in support of the cops then. That would have been nice. I guess everything's okay in the city. I guess the rise in the crime rate and homelessness in the city is nothing to be concerned about. Nothing to see here. So that's what I don't get about this. The mayor sees himself as the leader of the national progressive movement and a progressive agenda that so far has failed in this city. How can he be taken seriously as he tours the country saying, you should do what I did in New York, mess it up? 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. Now, see, the problem I see with this mayor is not just that he's going off when we're having problems, but he's tone deaf. Part of being mayor is playing the PR game. And this mayor is just bad at it. And he seems to give a rat's behind about being liked by his own constituents. When he got back, as usual, he defended his trip with the odd quote, it would be malpractice, this is what the mayor said, it would be malpractice not to take his show on the road. Huh? Does he understand the word malpractice? Okay, let's say you're a doctor and you leave a sick patient to go on tour across the country and promote yourself. Now, that's malpractice. Leaving the city that you were sworn to serve when the city needs leadership, that's malpractice. 1-866-Geraldo, 1-866-437-2536. This mayor, he just doesn't get it. Post had a great editorial today on how the mayor is loved by progressives across the country, according to the mayor, but that New Yorkers don't appreciate him, according to the mayor. So he was asked if he would hold town hall meetings like Koch or Giuliani did and Christie across the river does. And he says, I haven't thought about it. What? You haven't thought about it? Isn't keeping a regular dialogue with your constituents, with the citizens of New York in all the boroughs, part of being mayor? How about a radio show like Bloomberg did for 12 years, taking calls from citizens about their concerns? Nope. Not going to do it. How can we surmise anything else but that he doesn't care what you think? The mayor is the worst mayor in dealing with the public. He surrounds himself with like-minded people and shuts everyone else out. And that, more than anything else, I see as his problem. Heck, he left New York to find people who agreed with him, leaving the city for a week because I guess he just ran out of people here who did agree with him. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Joe from Long Island, you're in 77 WABC.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey, Joe.
I'm a retired New York City police lieutenant, and I was sworn in on the job in 1983. And as a rookie, for years later, I was told, we were all told, to stay away from known crime locations. For instance, I worked in a precinct that was heavy narcotics. We were told to not go into known narcotics locations, to simply write up a report, narcotics, get them out to head in. Which was ludicrous, because, you know, we could go in there and shake things up and make a lot of arrests, but we were told don't do it because of the corruption hazards. It was a fallout from the days of the Knapp Commission. Well, along comes Bill Brandt. And under Giuliani, and he tells everybody on the job, that get a glove and get in the game. Now, I'm a sergeant at that time, and he says, go on in, go to these locations, don't drive by them and file a report, go on in there and round them all up and lock them all up. And I was like, where was this guy when I was a rookie cop? That was the original Bill Brandt. Get a glove and get in the game, go out there and kick some butt and take some names. And, lock guys up and take names to arrest later. And now, you have this communist mayor, enforcing his policies, and it's a shame to see what I think is Bill Bratton. He's almost acting like a coward. He's kissing the butt of the mayor and doing whatever he wants instead of being the police commissioner he once was, and either disagree with the mayor and says we need to do it this way or resign. He it's just a disgrace the way I see it.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for the phone call. Joe was responding to a topic that I started today with at 10 o'clock, and that's fine because it still has to do with de Blasio and his record as mayor. And the story is that an edict has come down from the brass in the NYPD that narcotics cops shouldn't deal with drug dealers over 40 years old because they're not the ones to commit violent crimes. And so Joe was still kind of on topic, but I wanted to let him go because he was just so good. Vince from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, good morning. I'm one of the many New Yorkers that escaped New York because of the progressive agenda. And you can't blame, you know, the people of New York elected him. Who was he? What did he do before he even became mayor? They don't care what he does right now. He can win re-election tomorrow because what the progressive agenda is, what can you do for me? Regardless of what it does to the world, what it does to the taxpayers, what can you do for me? I mean, if you listen to his agenda, it's all about, you know, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you other people's money. I'm going to give you, you know, it's not health care anymore. Now it's pre-K. I mean, my God, is anybody going to raise their own children? Does anybody have to be responsible? Which is why many of us left New York, because not only do you have to pay for your own family, you have to pay for somebody else's family, and then you have to do this so that these people can get reelected. Let's be honest, he's not a nice guy.
All right, Vince, well said. And when we come back, I want to tell you why his reelection isn't that certain? The latest poll numbers when we come back on 77 WABC.
Geraldo, live, local. Today's most important New York stories, only on 77 WABC.
And this is Larry Manti in for Geraldo Rivera today at 11:37. I'm here in the NJDiet.com studio, ready to talk with you. 1-866-437-2536. 1-866-Geraldo. The topic up for discussion is our out-of-town mayor who thinks it's more important to push his progressive agenda across the country than to be here in New York dealing with the problems of the city. The mayor has failed in one of the most important duties, if not the most important duty, of being mayor, and that is having us feel good about him being our mayor. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. He just doesn't seem to care about that. He constantly defends the indefensible. For instance, front page of the Daily News, this dopiness about the POW MIA flag missing in action at City Hall, a perfect example. That is just a stupid, unforced, embarrassing error by an administration that just keeps tripping over itself. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that black and white prisoner of war and missing in action flag, you know, with the silhouette in the middle, you've probably seen it on the flagpole in front of City Hall. Now, it hasn't been there. It's been missing in action for a few days, and some vets rightly noticed it. The flag flies in honor of 83,000 Americans who have been missing in action, fighting for this country since World War II. It's an emotional statement that we won't forget them for their families, for their buddies, for veterans, and for us all. It's an emotional statement. There is a city statute that the flag must be displayed. And it has been for years, right under the American flag at a place of honor in the courtyard in front of City Hall. Veterans were outraged when they noticed it had been taken down. The de Blasio administration's response, it was taken down during City Hall renovations, which makes absolutely no sense since the American flag on that pole is still flying. The administration says they're going to find another place to display the flag. No, 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 no. Put it right back there where it was under the American flag. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. And that's exactly my point about this mayor. He doesn't care about this stuff. But he must care because we care. This should have been a political layup. The mayor says, easy, I'm outraged. I'll get to the bottom of this, and the flag is going right back up immediately. Instead, he hides and allows some flunky to say, we'll figure it out. Dumb. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Hey, by the way, if you're driving by City Hall and you happen to notice, or if you drove by earlier today, or you live near City Hall, just give me a call and let me know if the flag is back up. Because if it's not, it's getting a lot of attention. And there's going to be a protest by veterans groups. And de Blasio has no one to blame but himself. As I said, this is just an unforced error that could have been handled so easily. 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Ralph from Manhattan, you're on 77 WABC.
Well, it's been a while. Great to hear you. That trait that you speak of, Larry, that ability to see what the people want and need in their mayor, he doesn't possess. He's a terrible communicator. He speaks from a script. He's dull. He's all of the above. He's locked into his agenda beyond reproach. But I will say this: we got what we vote for. We voted for it. We knew this at the time, and because the freebies are so available, Larry, and they're so hard to resist. Well, and the turnout was so small, we got exactly what we thought we would get, and now the complaints are coming. And let me tell you, the talk...
Wait a second, Ralph, what's this we stuff? Did you vote for him?
No, of course not. But the I'm speaking in the pejorative, but you understand what I'm saying.
The whole idea
behind it, Larry, is that, you know, I heard people call him a communist. You know, you're going a bit far, but it's not too far from the truth. But I'll say this. You can't even broach these topics without broaching the topic of his constant tardiness, his constant lateness, his abject disdain for the people when he cannot show up on time. They try to say, Larry, now dig this, they try to say that it's some sort of a disorder on his part. You know, he's sick. He's got to go to a shrink and take care of this. This is just a disdain for the people. Show up on time, Mayor. That's the least you can do.
Well said, Ralph. I agree with you completely. And by the way, it is such a lame excuse. You have a staff. Just have one person be in charge of making sure you're on time. One person's there going, hey, Mayor, we got to go right now. And interrupt conversations. Just say to that person, look, I got a problem. This is your job. You make sure I'm on time. But it's a great point. It is exactly what I'm talking about. It's part of this, and it is arrogance. It really is arrogance to say, I don't care what you think. I don't have to talk to you. And as a matter of fact, as Ralph so rightly pointed out, I don't even have to show up on time. Bill from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning. I think this man is a clone of the president.
And that's interesting.
I really think that he's going to try to make a run for the presidency because he feels he's going to follow him as he does, saying, look, I'm just like Obama. I'm late. I'm indifferent. I'm a man of the people. I'm all right. I'm not black, but I have an interracial marriage and, you know, a good father and children, and I live within my means. And that this reminds you, with all the turmoil in the Democratic Party for a candidate, I think he's going to try to sneak in there next year and do
it. Whoa. In 2016, you think he's going to run?
Yep.
On what record? What's he going to say? What could he possibly say he did?
Why else would he go around with this progressive tour?
I think it's to raise money. I think it's to raise money for right. when he runs right. for re-election. I don't think he's running for president, Bill.
I think he's, I don't know. I really think that he's just trying to say, hey, you want another 4 years of Obama-like? I am the one.
All right, Bill. I will see. If you're right, you know, do me a favor. Get in touch with me, and I'll say, Bill told me. Bill told me on May 21st. Is that the date? May 21st that Mayor de Blasio was going to run for president. I just can't see it. May 20th. I'm a day ahead of myself. Thank you. I could have had people late for appointments. I could have people thinking to themselves, oh my God, I miss my kid's birthday because Larry Menti had the date wrong. This is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC. We'll talk more about the missing in action mayor and the fact that I think his biggest problem in all these problems, I think the root of everything is he just doesn't really care about you or what you think. He just has decided, and that's why he went around the country, to say, this is what I think. This is the way you should do it too, because I've done this in New York, and in his mind, it's all worked, which is why he doesn't have town hall meetings, which is why he doesn't have a radio show. He doesn't want to hear from anybody else. Because if he heard, he'd understand that there's a lot of discontent out there and that there's a lot of people who don't believe what he's doing has worked. But instead, he surrounds himself with people who say, yeah, you're great. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about the masses at the door. You're doing great. He actually had to go out across the country to find people that would tell him how great he's doing. Because he's certainly not getting it here, or certainly not here at WABC. This is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera. We'll be back in a second.
Get Geraldo now. Get in on New York's most important stories. 866-GERALDO, 77 WABC.
And this is Larry Menti in for Geraldo Rivera on 77 WABC. It is now 11:53 on the nose, 7 minutes before 12 o'clock. I'm coming to you live from the NJDiet.com studio. The number to call in is 1-866-GERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. A fascinating caller just a moment ago talking about how Bill de Blasio is much like President Obama, and it is eerie. I never thought about this the similarities before, but there are some eerie similarities. But this, that arrogance about I'm always right, and some of the problems that are brought up are much too trivial for me to handle, and how silly you are to even question what I'm doing. And it comes from surrounding yourself with people who tell you all the time that you're right, which is why I believe Bill de Blasio went on that tour across the country to find other people who agree with him and that don't see what's happening in New York City. And by the way, we started talking about this a lot because of the POW MIA flag that is missing from in front of City Hall that the de Blasio administration had taken down ostensibly because they're doing some renovation, but the American flag's still there, and this POW MIA flag used to be right under it. And so I asked if anybody's driving by there or anybody lives nearby to let me know if it's up again, and I haven't heard yet. So if you do, if you've seen it or if you know anything about it, give me a call at 1-866-ERALDO, 1-866-437-2536. Jack from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. I wanted to know, when de Blasio was running around the country, was he late to any of the shows with any people, presidents, or you know what I mean?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up because, you know, that's fascinating. If he was late in New York and not when he's meeting with people who are potentially important for his political future, like campaign people or other politicians, that would show something about him. And, you know, it's funny when you talk about him traveling around the country and possibly being late to things. And the phone call we had a moment ago about President Obama and Bill de Blasio being a lot alike. I just looked up to see if the president has a problem with being late, too. And I didn't realize the Washington Post did a big story on this a year ago and said that he is chronically late to almost every single meeting. And that at the time, and this was a year ago, remember, he was a total of 2,121 minutes late for events, or 35 hours and 21 minutes, or a day and a half. That's how long his audience has been waiting for him. And they say it's gotten to be such a problem that they try to deal with it in the administration that he's always late. And in this story about President Obama being habitually late, just like our mayor, they asked a psychologist why people do this, especially powerful people. And they said this is a passive-aggressive message that important people like to use to tell the audience and tell other people that I am more important than you are, that I can do what I want. That sounds familiar. That was an article talking about President Obama. Certainly could have just as easily been talking about our mayor, Bill de Blasio. Hey, it's been a blast filling in for Geraldo Rivera. Stick around for Curtis and Kubi coming up. I'm going to be back, by the way, on Monday. I'll be here for 5 hours on Memorial Day, filling in for Curtis and also for Geraldo Rivera. Hope you have a great day. This is Larry Menti on 77 WABC.